Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, talk about the timeline, please.
Well, the timeline is that they've got to fix the girders themselves. They were found to be cracked. There were two of them, and they were strategically placed, and it was a big worry because you have to consider the safety of this $2.2 billion, three-block-long, three-story-tall building that has a complete park on the top. I mean, we're talking about a massive structure. So they've been pouring over some 15,000 documents and blueprints and things like that. This group, what they call the peer review, it's people from the University of Texas and other schools that have been brought in or sent around to evaluate the building. And the first decision that's got to be made is this fix enough? And they're hoping to find that out towards the end of May. They're doing the fix on these two beams, but they want to make sure that there aren't any other cracked beams. So they're taking a look at all the documents, and then they'll make a decision whether they need to go out and pull out some panels and take a real look at them. That could hold it up for longer. If not, then they're figuring they can open it up in a month.
Who's paying for all this, Phil?
Well, you know, you and me, one way or the other. I mean, there's going to be a back and forth between the builder and the designer and the authority that paid for this with tax dollars. It's going to go back and forth, Jeff. You know, we've got to pay for the fix. And then on top of that, you got to pay for the staffing up and down while it's empty. They've let a lot of people go, and now they're going to have to bring them back. So that's going to take some time. There's the lost money from the place not operating. But, you know, it's whoever pays for it, it winds up being you and me one way or the other. We just have to be honest about it. It's going to be interesting, though. I think the real fear is, and the reason why, even after they've finished this particular fix, they're taking so long to open it, is they've got to make sure that there's not another problem there. You're talking about a $2.2 billion center that already had problems. Remember, the walkway in the park on the top started crumbling even before it opened. What they can't take is the idea that something else goes wrong, whether it's even an escalator. They've got to make sure that this place is tip-top shape before they move on, or else they're going to have an even bigger embarrassment and problem on their hand.
Yeah, but even when they get the go-ahead, right, they can't just open it the next day. They still need lead time to bring people back.
Yeah, they do. But, Patty, I'm telling you, they're cushioning. And another thing they're doing about this timing is, like, after it's built, okay, at least they're getting smart on one thing. When they first opened, they said, this is the date it's going to open. Get to it. And they did. And I think they rushed it in some ways. This time what they're saying is, look, when we open it, let's make sure everything's okay. So after everything's okay, let's spend a week or two just making sure that everything's okay. And then we can open it then and say we opened it early rather than saying we're opening it late.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.